Is the whole world going to pot, and what can we do about it? Well, this passage from the Bible, this time from the King James Version of the Bible, Habakkuk 1 verse 5, speaks about this. I'm the virtual vicar. With me is King James. It's so cool because he's a big fan of the King James Version of the Bible. We're going to look at this passage and then see how we can apply it directly to today. Here's the passage coming up from BibleGateway.com. On the screen, in, as I say, the King James Version, "Behold ye among the heathen, and regard, and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days which ye will not believe, though it be told to you." Now, this passage from the Bible is the prophet Habakkuk, talking to the people of God, the chosen people of the time, but the people around are threatening. So they're a nation. The nations around are referred to here as the heathen, or it could be the Gentiles or the nations around. "Behold the nations and look and wonder marvelously, because God is going to do something." So that's the passage, King James. What do you make of it? What is the application for us?
Well, I think what's interesting here is that anyone who is facing adversity or threats are always going to find that there are challenges in life, and it can seem as though you're in complete isolation. But in actual fact, God is always there. In this particular case, God brings in a support, effectively an army to help. And anyone, I would encourage people to read the full passage, and they will get the more context here. But the key is that you have to believe that God is on your side. If you don't, then obviously you will find that you will succumb to these adversaries. But when you look across even today and apply it to today, look at what's actually happening. Do you see something familiar? Yes, there are conflicts throughout the world. There are very much things that we're having to face today with COVID-19, many other things. And yet, if you look very, very closely, really closely, God is at work. And if you believe in God and trust in God, he's there to help.